This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's that at the foot of my bed? It's spooky and kooky. I'm pretty sure it's dead. It's coming this way. Wait a minute.
Hey boo, it's me, Roz. How are you? Good, me too. I'm doing all right. I had a pretty good week. I walked around Burbank, and I love Burbank. I mean, no shade to any other place in Los Angeles, but I think Burbank is my favorite part of Los Angeles. And it's come up on this podcast before because I absolutely love the spooky stores. You know, there's like horror memorabilia stores. There's the Mystic Museum. There's so many just funky, cool, super unique small businesses in Burbank. And they're hanging in there. And I try to support as much as I can. And I walked around some different places and I made a video so you can go watch that on my first tier on Patreon, patreon.com/RozDresFilez. But other than that, I talked to Curly Velasquez, who will be my guest on this episode. And Curly is one of these people that you may know from BuzzFeed, particularly the Latinx version of BuzzFeed, or what's the word I'm looking for? The channel on BuzzFeed called Pero Like, and they are wonderful. Lots of great Latin content. And Curly was also on Vida, which was a TV show that I absolutely loved that was on the Stars Network. And I don't know Curly, and you may have noticed that pretty much everyone I know has been on this podcast so far, and I haven't been like working and being around people, so I kind of forget who I know, and I just haven't like seen people, and so I've just been like reaching out to people that I think are super cool and that I want to talk to. Reached out to Curly. Curly came on. Turns out he's got some great stories, also a very spiritual person. And we talk about some cultural stuff. We talk about duendes, which are in Latin cultures. Duendes are like these little like troll goblin creatures. And so we'll talk about that. We'll talk about La Llorona. And Curly's actually done some ghost hunting on BuzzFeed and with the BuzzFeed Unsolved guys. And if you just go to YouTube and you type in Pero Like or BuzzFeed, there's a great one where they go to this historic hotel, the Congress Hotel in Arizona. They go to a Mexican restaurant in Los Angeles that's historic and haunted. And they go to the Queen Mary. I mean, there's like a ton of like super fun. They're all really funny people too. So it's a good time. So check that out. And on Patreon this week, my bonus clip with Curly, we're talking about past lives and also out-of-body experiences, which I'm always down to talk about. And Curly has had out-of-body experiences. And Curly has also attempted to visit some past lives, which maybe is this like, you know, I've been thinking so much in this past year, but I was thinking about past lives and I was like, man, one of these days we are going to be somebody's past life. Like, I don't even like smoke weed or anything, but I was just like sitting here and I'm like, that is kind of true, you know, like assuming that the world exists, there's people are going to be in like, you know, 50 years, 100 years, however long, they're going to go to like a psychic and they're going to be like, okay, your past life regression. And what are they going to say? What are they going to say about you? That's something. Is this a t-shirt? I don't know. It's something. I'm keeping my wheels churning. Listen, guys, it's been almost a year. I'm trying to keep the old gears turning here. Anyway, so check that out on Patreon. Check me out on Stereo. There's a link in the description of this podcast for all of that stuff. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed this conversation with Curly Velasquez. On with the show. Hello, Curly. How are you?
Hi, Baze. I'm great. I'm so excited to be here with you today. This is so exciting. We're talking about one of my favorite things in the world, ghosts and all this crazy, like, supernatural stuff. So I'm so stoked. I, like, annoy the shit out of my boyfriend every day, and I actually scare him, and we fight because he doesn't let me talk about these things. So I'm so excited to be here, because I'm like, yeah!
Well, you've came to the right place. I was actually, yeah. I mean, I follow you on social media, and I just saw that you posted asking people if they believe in mermaids, or if mermaids ever existed. What prompted that?
You know, I have a friend. I love her. She's a psychic. She is a tarot reader. She's been very accurate in my life. Okay, a little bit more of a story. I have had this dream my entire life of drowning in a tidal wave. And it started because I had this dream when I was younger, like 11, where I was like on the shore at this beach. There were three white pyramids behind me, but we were like in a jungle. And then there was like an explosion. And I was like, oh, I was with my friend who was a guy in the dream, but as a girl in this life. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, don't worry. Like whatever's happening is happening on land. Like people are dying on land, but not here in the ocean. But we turned around, there was a huge wave. We drowned. There was a person in my dream that was like, if you want to come back, you need to pick up your friend's body and put him on top of the shield, right? And I didn't want to do it. The body appeared. I came back. And I posted about that because I wanted to hear about past lives. And my friend was like, you know, that's your past life in Lemuria. Lemuria. I don't know. I never know how to say it. Which is like another like version of like Atlantis, like another lost civilization. For people who don't know, and she was like, and then we turned into mermaids, and I was like, you had me up until mermaids. You know what I mean? Like, and it's really funny because as much as I believe, as much of like, yes, Lemuria, Atlantis, yes, spirits and ghosts, I'm like, you were a mermaid in a past life. Like, I'll believe anything. I'll believe if you're like, I was a cow in a past life. I was a gerbil. I was a cricket. But there's a certain limit. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it's possible. Now, this show, we typically talk about like ghosts and psychics and that kind of paranormal stuff. But obviously, it's a broader conversation. And you can start talking about what they call cryptids, yes. You know, like Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot. And you know, some people believe that mermaids can be a part of that, you know, like I personally believe like that. I like, who am I to say what does and doesn't exist, especially when you talk about the ocean, like what the fuck is going on in the ocean? Like there's so many things.
Love my friend so hard. I love her so hard that if she says she's a mermaid, I believe she's a mermaid, and I will fight for her. And I believe that, you know, I agree. The ocean is so deep. It is so like, who are we? Who are we to say this little like creature, this little hairy, sweaty creature that lives in the middle of LA County? What do I know what's at the bottom of the ocean, you know?
Now, but that's the thing. Like, if you're a mermaid, are you the top half human or the top half fish? You know, we always see the top half is human and the bottom half is fish. You could be a fish head with human legs. People don't think about that enough.
With my luck, that would be me. I'd be like, Lord, I'm a mermaid. And then I'm like, wait a minute.
You're supposed to be specific about that.
I'm a fish head. I would be so mad. Like, so
serving
upset.
Fish, mama.
Yeah, seriously. I'm already mad at private parts anyways. Like, I hate vaginas and I hate dicks. I'm always like, I don't hate them, but I always think like, oh, I wish that the Lord would have brought me in during the design of these things. Like I would have been like, let's go with something different. Let's design these a little different.
Yeah.
So if I ended up being with a fish head with a fucking human bottom half, I would be double mad. I'd be like, this sucks. I hate this. I'm out.
Well, okay. So what do you believe in this stuff? Because I watch these videos of you ghost hunting, which I absolutely love. And I feel like you're very brave about this stuff, and you seem to believe in a lot of it. So I'm curious, like,
yes, what's going on there? I'm kidding, like, hardcore. I believe in everything. Like, to the core of me, to the truth of who I am, I believe that if a human being can believe these things, if a human being can think them up, they have to exist somewhere. Like, they have to exist on, like, a certain realm. I don't believe that this is the only realm. I believe that there are multiple places, multiple dimensions, different times and spaces, universes. Like, I don't believe that, like, ugh, yeah, right, that could never, I'm not that person. I will make fun of you, because that's literally, like, part of, like, my Latino culture. Like, I live to make fun of people. I wake up making fun of people. Uh-huh. And so I will make fun of you, but I believe you. So there's nothing that I'm afraid of. I had a really beautiful friend, rest in peace. One of my only nun friends. She was this nun from Ireland, and I say it like that because that's how she used to say it. And she used to say at home, I was raised to believe in fairies. Like fairies are very much a part of our life. It wasn't weird. It wasn't like, oh, that's so cute, you believe in fairies. Or, oh, that's so awesome, you believe in fairies. Or, oh my God, that's so LA, she believes in fairies. She was like, this is a part of our culture. Like, this is a part of my culture. We believe in fairies. And she would name all the different fairy names. And I was like, that's so cool. Like, that is so fucking dope. And like, who am I to be like, she believes in fairies? Like, no, I'm like, do I have fairies? And a lot of Latino people too believe in duendes.
Yes.
You know, like, and all of those shows, like, back in the day, Primer Impacto, or Al Extremo, Rojo Vivo, I forget what it's called. But they would be like, look at this pixelated video of this duende running across the screen while these kids are playing soccer. Like, you're like, and you can't even see anything, but you're like, ah! Like, it's crazy.
Yes, we haven't really talked much about them on this show. There was a video that came out, like, maybe a year or two ago that looked like some kind of duende or, I don't know, goblin, like little creature that was on somebody's security camera. And the family believes like it was not, they have a little child. They're like, it was not him. That's what yes. We capture. Did you see that video by any chance?
I didn't, but look, like I know people in my family, like sane people who have seen these things, who are convinced, like one of the things is that if you wake up with tiny little braids in your hair, like micro braids, that means a duende has visited you. So like, I know people that have been like, no, la abuela de la tía de whatever, like she broke up with braids and then she like lost her mind. And then somebody else, I have a friend who was like, no, I saw them as a kid. They actually were telling me to come with them. And this friend of mine is brilliant. She's an LA artist, like a big part of the Latinx artist scene down here in LA. I know that she wouldn't just be like, oh my God, she was like, I saw them. And they asked me to follow them in this door. And I was like, I'm good, bro.
You know? If I could get them to do my hair though, that sounds like kind of amazing. Like when I'm sleeping.
You're like, micro braids, yes.
But wait, so, okay. Can you tell us like a little bit of the belief of duendes and that folklore?
Yeah, so for people who don't know like what a duende might be, it's like I think of them as like a gnome or like a little goblin. And basically what they do is they hide things around the house. Per my own understanding, right? Like I don't claim to be an expert and it's just what I understand. They hide things around the house. They will drive people to go mad. And part of how they do that is they leave you, like, you know, they hide things, they braid your hair. And then they whisk you away. They like physically take you away at night. They beckon you to join them. It's always like, you know, it's like the siren who's singing in the ocean that is like, I don't know what they're singing, but you know, they like, of all songs, of all keys, I could have chosen to be a siren. But yeah, I mean, that's what I know. And I think that that is also what we were talking about earlier, as far as like being Latino, Latinx or Latina, however you identify, we are a people that is always also, like, we're very religious, but we also believe in, like, so many things. Like, we're like, oh, like, el Diosito me va a cuidar, Jesus will protect me, but then we're out here, like, afraid of duendes and, you know, all these other things.
Yeah, I mean, so what were you raised to believe? Were you raised Catholic?
I was raised Catholic Christian. My dad's Christian and my mom's Catholic. I would say maybe around the age of 8 or 9, I started to really start to question things. It actually goes back into my past life thing that I was telling you about. Around 8 or 9, I became obsessed with the concept of a goddess versus a god. And so I would take all the statues of, like, La Virgen from around the house. And I had this Aphrodite statue that I bought, that we bought as decor. And I put them on an altar, and I started to ask my parents, like, can we go buy, like, oils? Like, can we buy different things for my altar? I would put everything on this altar in honor of the feminine, of the goddess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is really cool as an adult now, because I'm like, I was such a cool kid. Like,
yeah.
So my parents were always like, okay, está bien. And then I started to read about Wicca as a young kid, and I liked it and it was cool, but I didn't really feel as attached to Wicca. What I understand now about my own magic and my own like energy as a magical being is that I think much like religion, magic is also nuanced. Like, it is for the user, it's for the person. So, like, I'm Central American, right? Like, I come from an indigenous lineage with some European, but I was born on the Americas. Like, my abuelito always says, like, nosotros venimos del centro de América. Like, we are from the center of Central America, you know, like, from the heart. And so I believe, I have another teacher too, who's this amazing Taina teacher, priestess, wise medicine woman. And she was like, I pray to the spirits that helped my ancestors, that helped the magic of my people. And that's what I use now. And so that's what I claim now. That's how, so I was raised with a little bit more space to choose who I am. But we were also kind of, like, as a kid, I would do this thing called, I would call tree magic. I do it now. I still do it now. Where I put the, like, the heat of the palm of your hand up against the tree, and I introduce myself to it, and I talk to it, and I say, like, hello, and, like, oh, like, how beautiful you are. Like, I really, like, honor the tree. And in our yard, I used to write little notes of intentions, and then I would bury them at the root of the tree, and I would ask them, like, you know, dear sweet tree, like, may you take my intentions deep into the earth, down through your roots, through the other trees, and, like, make it happen, like, so mote it be, almost, right? And may you take it high up through your branches, into your leaves, into the air, so that it can spread throughout the world. Please help my intentions come true. And that is part of my faith. You know, part of when we pick from trees at my family's house, we actually pray before we pick from them. And then we only take what we need. And then when we have finished picking, we thank them again. It's a really short process of just kind of, like, gratitude between two energies that to me is part of my magic, that was and now I teach it to my nephews, which is really sweet, because my nephews are, like, 3 years old and 5 years old, and before COVID and we were together, I'd be like, go put your palms against the tree and go say hi, tree. And so it was really nice to watch these young babies, like, go up and put their magic on the tree and be like, hello, tree. Like, traditions that were taught, passed down to me, that we're now passing on. And so I believe it all. Can I tell you a little chisme, which is just coming into my head, which is so funny?
Of course.
We did a video for BuzzFeed with a friend of mine about Wicca. It's actually up now. You can Google this. And the comment sections are so, they're so mad at me. They're so angry. Like, how is he making fun of this religion? He's making fun of Wicca. And it's interesting because when you watch it,
based on who was your friend was?
No, me. They're saying that I'm making fun of it. They're like, he has no respect. And I'm like, wait, I studied Wicca. I'm a magical person. I believe in magic. I believe in prayer. I believe that prayers are just another word for spells, right? And it's so interesting how the tone of this video was misunderstood, and so people are really mad at me. So it's really interesting to kind of be like, a lot of people who are in, not a lot of people, but a lot of people that watch this who are Wiccan were really offended by me not knowing that I'm like, oh, I was just being silly in a video. I'm actually like a practitioner. I'm actually somebody that practices, I don't want to say, like, I would say more like brujeria and mm-hmm. Like, and magic makes it sound like it's like, you know, like a show, like I'm trying to do magic or I'm casting a spell on people. And I look at it more
you're not like pulling a rabbit out of a hat. No, we get it. The people that listen to this show totally get it.
I love it. Yeah. And so if anyone's listening to this and they've seen the video and they're like, I hate you. It's a whole huge, you should go look at it. You should totally check it out and tell me what you think. Hit me up later and be like, oh yeah, I could see how they could be mad.
Well, I always am balancing that fine line too, because I like to have fun with this stuff. And yeah, it's hard because it's a lot of people have their own beliefs in the paranormal, supernatural. And then of course, as we start to get into religion and science and like all the other things that are affected by the paranormal. And it's also, it's one of these things that I think there is a lot of space to have fun with it as well, while still not being Absolutely. Completely disrespectful. You know, it's all about intention. And a person should be able to tell that you're not coming from a bad place. You know, you're just having a good time with it.
Exactly. It's also the internet. People, you know, movies, entertainment, music, the internet, you get a snippet of somebody, you don't get their whole life. So like, you don't know that like, I come from a lineage of brujas, right? Like I come from a lineage. I actually, my cousins were cleaning out my abuelita's apartment. She lives there. She's fine. But they're just like, she's a hoarder. So they're like cleaning her stuff up. And they found old oils that she was using to cast spells on men. And I'm like, yes, girl, men are trash. They've been trash. Cast those spells. And so it's kind of cool. Like, it's like, yeah, it's people don't know, but it's fine.
I'm going to get in those comments on that video to promote this podcast. And be like,
yes, you should.
You want to hear the real story? You want to hear Curly side
you
of the story?
You absolutely should. You absolutely should. I mean, go through it. It was so interesting too, because it was like a lot of people were like, we should do a hex on him. And I'm like, girl, there's probably a hex on me already. Like,
right.
It's 2020. Go for it. And I'm also like, part of the other thing too that's really deep, that's really cool, is that I feel like protected. I feel like I'm Central American. Like I roll deep with the ancestors. Like mm-hmm. my lineage is full of brujas and women who have been done dealing with white religions. I'm like, mm-hmm. what's the real tea? I'm not afraid of a spell, you know? Yeah.
Well, when you're a spiritual person, I mean, I certainly have lots of spiritual beliefs and practices, but it's also like I have found that for me, I've been able to differentiate like my beliefs and then just things that are completely unexplained, and I just kind of leave it at that. Mm-hmm. And it sometimes is hard. Sometimes when I talk to people that are really spiritual about their ghost experiences, they're just like, yeah, it happened and that's what happens and that's it. But other times they're kind of like, oh my God, there was this ghost and it was spooky. And have you had experiences, or how do you feel about
that? Yes, I've seen them. And like we were talking prior to, like, I hear them. I can hear, I actually call my spirits, my spirit team, my spirit. So I'll be like, oh, my spirits want me to check on you. 9 out of 10 times I'm right. I'll know things because I feel like they're almost like whispers in my ear. Like I know when it's a sign. So I know, like another grandma who's passed away, I know when she wants me to check on someone. I feel it. I know her energy versus my regular usual energy. I'll be like, oh, grandma's really excited. I knew we were on our way to go see her at the cemetery. And I knew that my grandma was excited about something. I was like, oh, my grandma's here. Like I felt her in the backseat of my car. And I was with my mom and I was like, she's really excited. And when we arrived, her youngest daughter, my youngest Thea, was there to surprise us. And I was like, oh, that's what it was. She was excited because that was her baby. Mm. And so I was like, oh, she was excited that my Thea was coming. But I knew that. The other thing is too, is like, I see them in dreams a lot. They'll be mad. I'll be mad. I'll be like, the other one that I had the other day, I had one, he was really upset with me. And I was like upset with him. Like he was breaking things around the house. He was bending metal. And I was like asking my spirit team, like, take him away, get him out of here. Like what is he doing? He's destroying things. And I was so upset and this spirit was getting upset and we were just butting heads in this dream. And suddenly something said to me, maybe my spirit team, like, have you asked the ghost what he wants? And I was like, oh, like, what do you want? And suddenly, there was a writing that started to appear on the wall. And it turns out the spirit, the ghost in the dream was actually a woman. And she was telling me about her life as a physician. And I believe she was an Indian woman. I don't know if she was from India or if she was, she's from India, but somewhere else in the world. But she was a physician and she had been murdered. And so I was like, oh, like you need help. And then we had this really pleasant dream of just having this conversation. I don't remember too much, but I remember that we were just talking and we were just like trying to figure her situation out. And I have a lot of those dreams. I have a lot of dreams where I'm talking to different spirits and sometimes I'm annoyed and sometimes I'm not. And sometimes I talk to them and sometimes they help me. Sometimes they tell me things like, sometimes they're the spirits of people that are actually alive.
I love hearing about that.
Yeah. So it'll be like my aunt will be talking to me. Like I had one where she was like, I colored my hair. I just colored it and your cousin's giving me a really hard time and I just don't know what to do about your cousin. And then I'll wake up and I'll text her and she'll be like, that's all true. Like I just colored my hair and I'm having trouble. Like this is all. The one time that I did see an actual physical ghost was I went on a date with this guy and we went back to his place and I was sitting on his couch. He went to the restroom. Like the restroom was to the right of the apartment. And to the left, I saw a figure poke its head out of the kitchen to like, almost like, who's here? Or like, can I get you anything to drink? Like that kind of a thing where they poke their head out. And the guy came out of the bathroom and he sat down next to me and I was like, is your place haunted? Like nothing, like I was just like, is there a spirit in your house? And he was like, did you see him? And I'm like, yeah, I saw somebody poke their head out of the kitchen. And he's like, oh, that's Bob. He lives in the kitchen. My kids see him all the time. Very like matter of factly, like, oh, that's Bob. And I remember feeling like, wow, like that was really cool because it just was like a figure. He wasn't hard or like body, but it was a figure. And then the second one, again, I was on another date. And also, I mean, before I had a boyfriend, I was going on a lot of dates. Before COVID, I was going on a lot of dates.
I feel like you have to put that on your Tinder profile. Like, I do have a ghost in my house.
I will swipe right just to go meet your ghost. Like, you could probably be a little Duende yourself, but if you have a ghost in your house, I'm there. But I was there, and this spirit was like, growling, like,
oh god,
it was moving from like the front of the apartment, like where we were in the living room, and it was moving like in front of us where the kitchen was. It was growling in the kitchen. And then me and this guy were like making out, and he was like, oh, it's fine, it's just a spirit, like you can ignore it. And I was like, I don't know that I can ignore that. And then it moved to the hallway behind us to the bathroom, and it was growling, and I was like, oh no. Mm-mm, not me. Like, I wouldn't stay in a house with a live person that was growling, a dog,
right?
A parrot that growled. Like,
did it sound like a human doing like a dog growl, or did it sound like some kind of creature? I don't know.
I don't remember thinking that it sounded like a human. Like, it wasn't like a like, it wasn't like that. I don't remember thinking like, I just remember thinking, like, this is, like, some, it was something, just, and I, it was just freaking me out, and the fact that it was moving all around the apartment, I was like, oh no, not me. I, now, you know, I was a little younger, now as an adult, I'm not as afraid. I probably would have gotten up to investigate, I probably would have spoken to it. I'm like less afraid now because I think that I understand the strength of my own magic, the strength of my own prayer and my own spirit team.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about some of your ghost hunting experiences.
Yes.
So I've seen, I mean, there's like a handful of these videos on YouTube and yes, they're super fun. Which one would you say was like the most shit went down?
There's several, my, like we do some with Better Like, which is really cool, with Maya Gabriel. I've also done some with, Ryan and Shane from Unsolved, from the Watcher Network.
Yes.
They have a huge one. I love that one because I know both of them. I love both of them deeply. Ryan and Shane are two, are truly some of the most beautiful humans. I got into, I'm always misunderstood online. People don't understand that I'm like, people have this idea about me online. And Shane wrote out like a full ass essay in rebuttal to a comment about how nice of a person I actually am in real life. And I'm like, that's so nice. Like, he's super sweet. And they always include me in everything. So I love them. But we went to go hunt for La Llorona. And
yes,
one of the things that we, which is a prolific, iconic, spirit ghost woman that has penetrated the lives of Latin America and Latinos and Latinx people the world over, right?
And she really gets around. Yeah, she's, oh, I mean, God, all different Latin cultures have a version of her.
Exactly, they do. So we're going to go look for her. We go to this a cemetery that is from, I believe, the turn of the century, if not earlier, here in California. That was our first stop. And we go into the chapel, and one of the reasons why I brought up how much I love Ryan and Shane is because what you see on camera is who they are. That is exactly who they are. There's no, some people you meet online and there's funny online and in person, they're boring and they're lame, or vice versa. You'll meet somebody in person, you're like, oh my God, you're so amazing, but your content, whatever. Ryan is psychic. Ryan will not claim it. He won't say it. He won't, but he's psychic. And they talk to him, the spirits know, and they talk to him. And so, we were in the chapel and we turn on the little, like the little machine, little radio machine. I forget what they're called. They're called like voice audio. I don't know.
A spirit box, maybe?
A spirit box. Yes. It was neither voice or audio. It's a spirit box and we turn it on and you can watch it in the video, but, Ryan says something like, which you should totally include the clip. Like, he says something like, can you speak clearly or something like that? Like, or can you say something? And the voice says like, is this clear enough? Or, oh no, he says like, can you say something that we can hear? And the voice says, can you hear this? And it's like, bitch. I loved it. I loved it. Ryan was scared. Shane was cracking up because he's like, that's a coincidence. I'm like, thank you for communicating, thank you for talking, like, please, let's have a conversation, let's talk. Like,
well, you're also telling in that video a story about one of your aunts telling you about La Llorona when you were a kid.
Yes.
I mean, so do you think that she really did have an experience?
Yes. And I think that's such a, you know, one of my aunts was telling me, I have one aunt that told me, and then I have my ex-boyfriend's mom, who I consider like an aunt, was telling me, and they were like, yeah, we saw her. She was there. Like, we, it's honestly not the best thing to tell a kid ever. Like, or it's,
no,
it will freak you out. If you're not okay with that sort of a thing, like, it'll freak you out. It'll scare you. You think you see her in every corner.
Well, we should tell the story, just in case there's people that don't know the story.
She was basically saying that she saw this woman and she looked out the window. She could hear this woman wailing, and the woman had, like, I believe coconut skin, like, and coconut in terms of like the fur, and her eyes were either like all black or all white, something like that. And she believed this to be La Llorona. That's amazing. Like, please, Lord, like, I, let me see someone like that. Like, let me
really?
See some shit. Like,
oh, oh yes, my God, that, absolutely. I am so scarred by this story. Well, I was going to say, like, for anyone that doesn't know La Llorona, basically the story, I think it varies a little bit from place to place, but it's essentially, so this woman drowned her two kids in a nearby river, and then mm-hmm. she killed herself, right? Is that how she becomes a ghost?
She dies. She dies because she's like just so sad. She like lays by the river and she dies. Yeah. Okay. So she dies of heartbreak probably.
And then people report seeing a woman crying and she's going to come and snatch up your kids, basically. I feel like it's a story that a lot of people hear as a kid.
Yeah. She wants her kids back. If you're a bad kid, she's going to come for you. She's going to take you. And that's it. So like come in before dark. Be a good kid. She won't take you. And I just feel like it's something that parents can threaten their kids with. Like,
right. But it's like one of those folklore things that it may be like a lot of times those come from someplace, you know, they come from a real story or who knows what. But yeah. if it is real, which so many people around the world claim that it is, yeah. it's like maybe there's, you know, there's theories that the more you talk about it, the more power it gives and the more of a possibility Absolutely. For it to be fueled and to stick around.
Yeah. I actually believe that a lot of these stories, and I think I know, like there's some stories that we have in Salvadorian culture that are based off of indigenous spirits that we used to actually, that our people used to pray to, like pre-colonial era, or, you know, pre-Columbia. And it is like we have La Ciguanaba, and La Ciguanaba is like this horse woman, and she, her baby is El Cipitillo, and El Cipitillo it comes from the word like cipote, which means like child, in Nahuatl, I think it's called, in the indigenous language of Central America. And so it goes farther back than we can imagine. And so I think that culturally across the world, people will believe different things, because it's been passed down, like
yeah.
Through the cultures, through the ages, through the generations, you know. So yes, I think that is powerful, and yeah, maybe we feed into it. Maybe she actually exists, but
maybe she's listening to this podcast. Maybe she's subscribed. Maybe.
I know, but also can we be friends? Like, I'm like, I want to, like, if she is listening, like, can we be friends? Like,
really? She's just yeah. crying all the time.
I feel like
I don't know if that would be a fun friend. Like this woman that's just like never stops crying and then just like trying to steal all the kids.
Oh my God, I know, right?
Get a new hobby. Wait, I don't want to take up all your time, but I also am like so curious about like Queen Mary, like all these places that you've been.
The Queen Mary was really dope. I didn't pick up anything at the Queen Mary, but my friend AJ Barrera, who you should also talk to, by the way, he's this amazing medium. I didn't feel anything at Queen Mary, but AJ did. I don't really tend to feel the spirits as much when I am in a place where you're expected to feel the spirits. I pick it up in places where I'm like, oh, I'm picking something up, you know? Like, this is what I see. Like, this is, like, what I know, you know? So, like, at the cemetery, the chapel, I felt something. I'll feel something in my apartment building. There's something in the back all the time. But
wait, what's going on in the back of your apartment?
There's something in the back. So, like, there's actually a gentleman that I believe passed away here, and the owner of the building, the woman, the family that owns it, the mother who bought it, she actually passed away. And I think that when I first moved here, I think the spirits were kind of like, what the hell, like what's going on, who's this kid? But as I've grown older, as I've gotten, I went sober living here, I feel like her energy and her spirit is very much with us and is very much a part of this house. Like I feel very much a part of the family now. My grandmother, there's a whole wall here dedicated to my grandmother that's passed and other people that have passed. AJ, the medium that I mentioned, he actually, without knowing anything about me, mentioned the wall. He was like, your grandmother loves the shrine that you have for her.
Oh, I saw that video.
Yeah. And he was like, they didn't show it in the edit, which I wish they would have, but he says he loves it. She loves it when you kiss her, and he kissed his two fingers, his index finger and his middle finger. And that's exactly how I kiss the photos, because the photo's so high up, it's the only way that I can reach to kiss it. And so I think that spirits are all around you. I think that the best thing to do for me, if I like to end, if you were to ask me, like, you know, if somebody wants to tap into that, is to not be afraid to understand your own power and your own spirit team, the spirits that continue to be around you to make sure that you fulfill your own spiritual journey, the spirits that are with you from past lives, the spirits that are with you from your ancestors, like, they're not going to let some little ghost do some shit, right? But much like toxic people, if you need to remove yourself from a situation and you're in a place where there's a toxic ghost, absolutely. Like, I don't deal with toxic people in life, and I'm not going to deal with a toxic ghost in life. Like, you do you, boo.
Yeah, I always feel like something dark, what they want, I always tell myself, I don't have, like, I don't have any of it. What they want is to be, they want to feed off of the fear. They want to scare you. They want to tear you down. They want you to be like, girl, you are the most evil. You are the biggest demon bitch in the world, honey. And it's like, I'm not giving it to you. You're not going to find that from me.
They're like a dom top. You're like, yes, you're the baddest demon. I love it.
Well, okay, we do one segment here. It's real quick. Do you want to hear some ghost voices?
Yeah. Oh my God, real ones?
Yeah.
Yes. Well,
allegedly real ones. Okay, it is time for
EVPs
or EV please. Okay, do you know what the term EVP means?
Yes.
Electronic voice phenomena.
Voice phenomena, yeah.
Yeah, so pretty much, you know, like, you can get those from a spirit box like you guys had, or, you know, sometimes you can just capture a ghost speaking on, like, a video recorder or, like, I almost said camcorder. How fucking old am I? On, like, a video camera or, like, you know, audio recorder. But so basically what I do is I find people's posts on YouTube of ghost voices that they believe they've captured. And, you know, sometimes the EVP, sometimes it's an EV palooze.
Oh, so, show me. I'm excited.
Okay, so what's going to happen is I'm going to play it for you, and then I want you to tell me what you hear, and then I'll give you some options of what they believe they heard, okay?
Okay.
So the first one is from the Hampshire Ghost Club, and this is at a haunted theater in Hampshire. I believe this is in the UK. Do they say Hampshire or Hampshire?
I don't know.
Hampshire? I feel like they say Hampshire.
Hampshire. Yeah, I'll follow that.
I'll just go with that. Shit.
Yeah, me too.
So what do you hear this ghost saying? It's like kind of a whisper. I'll play it again.
It is. Also, too, I must warn you that I don't even know how to decipher lyrics. Like, when I hear people sing, I'm like, what is Ariana Grande saying? Like, I don't know. So I don't know if I'll be able to tell ghosts, but let's see.
That's okay.
So do it again.
Okay.
Oh, I thought she said hello. And then I thought she said, can we do it one more time?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to be like, something about, like, water. It sounds like she's like,
I'll give you some options. Is it okay. A, yeah, girl. Is it B, come on. C, stop that. Or D, she had a mullet.
Let me know. Oh my God.
That's all about. Here, we'll play it
again. One more time. I don't know. I'm going to say it's either B or C.
It is B. Come on. Which, you know, with like a British, maybe kind of almost Irish accent, I feel like I can hear like a come on.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
And that's me not good at accents. P.S. Not trying to offend anyone. Okay, let me try it again.
I love it.
Come oh, yeah. On. But I also kind of hear she had a mullet. I don't know what that would be about. I also kind of heard sham wow, but I don't think
that. Yes, I feel like that would be like, if you said that she said sham wow, I believe that too.
Okay, here's one more. So this one is from Spirit Files. on YouTube, okay. And they don't give a location. I want to say that they were kind of doing just like a general, like, who's a spirit that wants to talk. And they like did this whole compilation video with a ton of different voices. What does this one say? Here, I'll do it again. It's real quick.
It sounds like he's hungry.
He's hungry.
One second. Yeah.
Oh my God. I love some queen walking in the room. He's hungry. That is hilarious. Okay. Well, here's some of the options. Is it A, you're a stalker? B, he's not here. C, let's play soccer. Or D, it's not good. Okay, here's another.
Oh, he's not here. Wow.
You know what? That's what I hear, but they think it's not good.
Oh, do it again.
I mean, I can kind of hear that.
I feel like both of those would make sense. Yeah, both of those.
Like, listen, it's all open to interpretation. But you know from your experience that, like, when you just hear a voice in one of those things, like, that is something. Like, that's like...
Yeah. I also would like to know, like, what they were asking. Like, what is the, you know, like, if you're like... I'm here for Patrick, and she's like, he's not here. Like, that makes
right.
sense.
Or is Patrick like, hungry? And they're all, he's not hungry.
He's hungry.
Okay, let me just, before we go, like, throw out some unexplained phenomena and tell me your quick, like, rapid fire thoughts, okay?
Okay, I love it.
All right, first up, UFOs, what do you think? Real?
Yes, totally believe in them. I feel like they are not what we think they are, though. I think that the little saucers, it's more than what we think, is what I think. Yeah. But yes, I believe it.
Haunted dolls.
Yes, I think that physical things can have imprints on it, but I do believe that you decide how you want to deal with that energy. I had what I believe was a haunted ring, and then I prayed on it, and I told the spirit that to join my spirit team, I was going to take care of it. And it was fine, and things stopped happening.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't remember exactly what was happening, but it was a ring. It was a Mexican ring, a Mexican biker ring. And those are really rare. And they were from, it was from the 40s. And the gentleman who owned it had just passed away. And a collector got it for me.
Whoa. Okay. Some more unexplained phenomena. Really boring people with millions and millions and millions of followers. Why?
Oh my God. You know, that should just be enough for people to like understand that it's not you. There's nothing wrong with you. It's the world. So like, don't compare yourself to people with a bunch of followers. Don't be like, oh my God, why not me? Like, it's not you. It's literally the world that we live in. You're amazing. You're fantastic. You're interesting. You're beautiful. It's just the world is like, yeah, I like they either want to have sex with that person, they want to be that person, or they want to be their best friend. So yeah. It's not you. Like if you don't fall into any of those categories, you're still a valid human being.
That's good advice or yes. Good thing to say. What about Bigfoot?
Bigfoot, why not? I feel like there was a time when people didn't believe in like platypuses. I was just watching this thing how like when they took a platypus back to Europe, people were like, what the fuck is this? And they had to go back and be like, oh, we need to get more platypuses because they didn't believe
platypuses.
In platypuses. Platypuses! Oh my God. I love that so much. Thank you for that. And yeah, so I feel like, why not? But I hope that when we find him, I hope we don't hurt these things, you know?
Right. Well, I also feel like, I never really thought about that. Like a platypussy, those are like, they're really like what we were talking about before with like mermaids and shit. Like they're like a real hybrid of some, like it's a really weird, I mean, and don't even get me started on
octopussies. Oh my God. Wait, can I tell you? Platypuses are so crazy. Like besides the duckbill and the fucking like weird webbed feet, like duck feet with nails and claws, they have venom. Like
oh my God.
Oh, I was like, really, Lord? You really went ham like on this one. Like, I'm never gonna give them venom. you know?
Oh my God, that's amazing. I love the idea of just like, yeah, fuck it. Like, let's give him venom. Let's give him a bill. Throw some fur on there. Why not?
Literally everybody that was like, I want to be a duck. And then the Lord made them into that. And they're like, I should have been more specific. Just like the mermaid.
Yes. I feel like I've left the house like that where I'm like, you know what? Today I'm going to have all of it. I'm going to have the fur. I'm going to have the sequins. Venom. I'm going to do hooves. All of it.
Exactly.
Okay. One more. Okay. What is going on with Goofy and Pluto? That's some unexplained phenomena that I still...
What
because
is
they're like both dogs, but like one's like a dog man and one's like a dog dog.
So you're like, what the fuck? Why does one have... I don't fucking know. You're right.
I know it's not really paranormal, but it's still unexplained and I'm still...
Oh, I fucking love it. I feel like I actually used to have a crush on Goofy. I was like, oh, he's a dad. Like, I love him. You're so right. I don't know. Like, why does one dog, like, get to, like, walk around and have a whole life and a whole career? Can you see Frank, by the way?
Oh, there's your dog. So cute.
He's like, please.
Okay. Well, we should wrap it up for Frank's
sake. I love
it.
I love this. This is so much fun. This has been one of the funnest ones that I've done. So thank you.
Oh my God. I'm so glad I met you. I feel like I've been wanting to meet you. Let's keep in touch. Tell people where
they
can find
you. DM me.
I will. 100%.
You can find me at the Curly V, as in Victor's show, at the Curly V show on Instagram, on BuzzFeed's Pero Like on YouTube, Curly Velasquez. You can also find me on Twitter. You can see me on Walter Mercado documentary on Netflix. And then, yeah, and just Google me, honey.
Thank you to Curly. Go check out everything he does and check out Patreon. On my second tier on Patreon this week, you can hear Curly talking about his experiences with out-of-body experiences and also attempting to visit past lives, which is very interesting. So check that out, patreon.com/rozdresfiles. And again, check me out on Stereo. Download Stereo. It's super fun. I've been talking so much with people around the world about ghosts, and I love it. So check that out. All that info is in the description of this podcast. And you can also still get merch for 15% off with promo code LOVEROZ, and you can find the link to the merch in the description on my Instagram, or if you don't have Instagram or whatever, send me an email, ghostedbyroz@gmail.com. I'll send that to you. Also, email me if you want to be on a listener episode. Put in the subject line, listener episode. I want to do one of those real soon. Please give me 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and write a nice review, or you can put a ghost story in there too. We've got the Facebook group, Ghosted by Roz Dresfiles. Instagram, I'm at Roz Dresfiles. Oh my God, there's so many places, so many things, so little time. But I'm so happy you joined me. I love you all, both living and dead.
But if I didn't ask you to haunt me, don't haunt me. Okay, bye!
Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.